Blog Talk Radio.
Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. I'm on the air on Wednesday. It's September 3rd, and I'm going to be getting right into the show. First, thanks to everyone listening tonight. Just to be brief, as usual, IMTM Worldwide Radio was created first as a way to bring people to the forefront that I have worked with in the past, different aspects of entertainment and business industries. But also I do cover different topics, whether it's sports, current events, items that need to be addressed, things that people hit me up about. Tonight, of course, we're going to be talking about the upcoming NFL season. But first, I do want to give a couple of shout-outs. Let me make sure that everything is working here. All right. I'm actually trying to do a video of the show, at least partial video, so bear with me every now and again, folks. Appreciate your time. All right, shout-outs for tonight. I have a new lead for the film Girlfriend Please being shot down there in Florida. Her name is Kayana, so I'm excited about that. Give you more information about that another time, of course. Be sure to visit the website www.sheistiana.com. That's sheistiana.com. That's a website that I created for a new artist that's in Atlanta. So shout out to Tiana and her manager, Mr. Celebrity. And, of course, you can visit www.imtmworldwide.com, where you can read different articles I have about business, articles about cool people pursuing goals, and a whole lot more. And in the next few days and weeks, look for interviews with different people in several different industries. You won't want to miss out on that. To call into the show, 646-652-4479. And as usual, I forget to open up the chat room, which I'm going to do right now. And give me a few seconds, and it should pull up. There it is. All right, it's up. Of course, if you're online, you can mention your comments into the chat room. I do check it periodically. It's kind of hard for me sometimes to go back and forth on Facebook, but I do try to check just to see if anyone posts something there. I'm actually in the middle of a different conversation. What am I missing? Okay, I'm not going to talk about that comment right now. Anyway, topics for tonight. NFL. The wait is over. I am going to be talking about primarily the Atlanta Falcons tonight. How will we fare against the New Orleans Saints this Sunday? Of course, the NFL season does start tomorrow night. So if you are a fan of the two teams, whoever they might be, because I do not care, you can call in and talk about them, 646-652-4479. Of course, Steven Jackson have a big game on Sunday. I've commented a few times now, you know, what do we need to see from him to see if it's going to be worth it to keep him in that starting lineup all year? Are we going to get any sacks? One of our issues last year was not being able to put any pressure on the quarterback. Can Devin Hester start the season with a kickoff return of note? Okay, not no 10, 11 yards, okay? So those are a few points right off the bat. The Georgia Bulldogs, they jumped from 12th to 8th and 6th, depending on which poll you looked at. So that's a big deal. So is that based off of respect, or is that because of what South Carolina didn't do? Can Gurley stay healthy all year? We know what happened last year, so that's going to be a big deal. And then, of course, Coach Mark Richt, would he finally get out of his own way? We'll have to see. Of course, we have the Atlanta Hawks, who are talking about signing Elton Brand to round out their roster. Excuse me. And we have the Atlanta Braves, who did win, so they're only a game out of the wild card chase, so they're still in it, kind of barely, but they are still in it. So those are our topics for tonight. So depending on where you are in the world, of course, if you're listening in, again, call in 646-652-4479. Enter in your comments on the chat room. Definitely let other people know. They have a venue now to, you know, not you're a fantasy football person or you're a straight-up football fan, man or woman, child. You have an opportunity to go ahead and put your predictions in for the season. You know, first game is not until tomorrow night. I think it's a doubleheader, isn't it? Let me know. Again, I'm not really paying attention to Thursday. I'm jumping straight to Sunday. I'm not going to apologize. I'm a Falcons fan. That's what it is. 646-652-4479. Now I'm going to take a quick break. I'm trying to clear my throat here, get me some water or something because I'm choking. I'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Talk to y'all in a minute. Yes, what's going to happen this Sunday as the Saints are driven off the field in ambulance because they got their hands handed to them. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, anticipating a beatdown of the New Orleans Saints this Sunday. First home game of the season for the Atlanta Falcons. As I have mentioned on one of the fan pages, I said that the Falcons will win 90-0. I don't think that's an overstatement at all, but that's just me. You can call in and give me your opinion on that, of course, if you don't think that's the correct result, 646-652-4479. Reasons why I believe the Falcons are going to have a good season this year, as opposed to Mr. Warren Sapp, who says that the Falcons are going to end up 4-12. Number one, quarterback Matt Ryan had a tremendous season last year despite pretty much everybody being hurt on the offensive side of the ball. No running game, wide receivers gone, and, you know, at the end of the day, you didn't even have Gonzalez for a period of time as well. Still, somehow, he managed to throw for 4,000 yards. So I believe that's a big deal because, one, you have both Roddy Wright and Julio Jones coming back. And if anybody has been watching the TV show Hard Knocks, you know they're completely healthy. So that's going to be a big deal. You know, everybody has to concentrate on just those two guys. Of course, you have the other wide receivers available, Harry Douglas. You throw Devin Hester in there. You have Eric Weems that, you know, all of a sudden you throw him in the slot every now and again. That's a lot of weapons for Matt to be able to go to, and we haven't even started talking about running backs yet. Now, my contention is I just don't know how long Steven Jackson is going to go before he gets hurt again. Right now he just doesn't have a good track record over the last 2 years. He got hurt in training camp. So he hasn't really played much of the preseason, so I'm really half afraid that he's going to go down in the first game somehow. If he doesn't, though, and if he returns to anything of his form from 3 years ago, 4 years ago, you know, that's going to be a huge deal. But we have some rookies. You know, we have Jarquez. So I believe our running game is going to be pretty good, but then all that is pretty much precedent on the offensive line. We know what's happened on the offensive line over the last few months. However, I believe our offensive line is doable. It's going to be better than it was last year, that's for sure. I just believe just from – and, again, we can just be taking all this from HBO, but I believe they've done what they needed to do to fix what happened last year. On the defensive side of the ball, of course, we had a lot of glaring weaknesses, pass rush being among them. We have free agents that have come in. We have some rookies that have come in. I believe Aussie is going to be as good a shape as you can possibly be at the age he is now for his position. Linebackers, everybody is really worried about that, and I would say that is something that we're going to have to look at very closely as the season progresses. Cornerback, I think we're okay there in safety. I think we're okay. But again, it does go back into that pass rush and tackling people for the run game. But we can put any pressure on the quarterback. That helps our cornerbacks a lot. But then again, like I said, it really goes back into, and I say go back three times now, right, to the offense. Because the longer the offense is on the field, or as long as they're actually scoring touchdowns rather than field goals, it helps out the defense. You see what I'm saying? So, again, I believe the Falcons are poised to have a good season. It ain't going to be Carolina. It ain't going to be Tampa Bay. That just means New Orleans. And I believe we can take New Orleans very easily. So then it's the rest of the NFC. Who else in the NFC is going to be there? You have to look at Seattle, of course. You know, people keep talking about Arizona. I have to go ahead and put them up there as well a little bit. That you got to look at them. It ain't going to be San Francisco going on over there, right? So there's room there, of course, but we are looking at, you know, coming from a 4-12 season. So, you know, I'm looking at it half empty, half full, but I believe that this could be one of the greatest seasons the Falcons could ever have, just from all the standpoints, even special teams, you know, with Hester being back there. We haven't had a real kick returner in a long time, have we? You know, so that's going to make a difference. That'll make a difference in field positions and all that kind of good stuff too. You still got Matt Bryan kicking the ball, you know, so we're solid there. So then it comes down to Mike and coaching staff, right? We got new coordinators. We were begging for that, weren't we, all last year? So we got it. So now they got to, you know, pull through and prove that the moves were valid, and, you know, we should do better on that side of the ball too. So, because I think everybody knows that this might be their last go-around if they can't get it right this time because of the new stadium. Mr. Blank is spending a lot of dough, a lot of money. So what do you think? 646-652-4479. I just went through the Falcons. Again, football season's right around the corner, but we don't have to talk Falcons. Are you a fan of a team? or do you just not watch football? Are you not American? See, I'm calling people out now. Are you not American? 646 652-4479, and as I always forget to check the chat room just to make sure. See, when I first started the show, the chat room was very, very, very busy. But that's only really because I used to be able to promote the show days in advance, technically, to give people a chance to kind of schedule things around it and things of that nature. Lately, not really able to do that. I decide to do a show pretty much day of now, sometimes hours before my usual time, and I usually do a show either 11 or 11:30. My dad, with him having cancer, it's difficult for me to really kind of put stuff into a format to do shows in succession like I used to and whatnot. And I had a wide fan base back then, which is only a couple years ago now. But steadily, I'm trying to get back to it as I can, and so we'll see how that works out. So again, 646-652-4479 is the number to call in. Thank you for all those who are listening. I do know some people are at work, have already hit me up, said they're going to listen to the show afterwards, so I do appreciate that. But for the ones who are listening live and you can call in, 646-652-4479. I'm not going to take a break. I'm actually going to go ahead and segue a little bit into the Atlanta Hawks. As an Atlanta Hawk fan, what happened last year, it is what it is in regards to injuries and things of that nature. We probably had probably the most devastating year in regards to injuries that I can remember. Somebody has hit me up on Facebook now asking me a question. I'm trying to answer them. So going into this year, we have Al Horford coming back. We had a great draft, plugged in some needs. Going into the year after that, some of our draft picks will be coming in, so we again get younger. But we're going into this season. What does everybody think about the Hawks, all the Hawks fans that might be on the line? What do you think? 646-652-4479. There's people who say we're not even going to make the playoffs this year, which I think is just ridiculous. Everybody keeps wanting to throw Cleveland up there, but I'm like, they have no bench and they don't play defense. And I just don't think in, you know, a few months, all of a sudden, players who've never really played defense in their lives are going to become defensive gurus. I just don't think that's going to happen. So I think it's wide open in the East. So far, Derrick Rose hasn't, you know, his knees haven't fell off yet in FIBA championships and whatnot. So Chicago should be up there for sure. But just with Al Horford coming back and solidifying the whole lineup makes our team deep. And with this Elton Brand possible signing to be the 15th person on the squad to where you can all of a sudden interchange all kind of different lineups from a night-to-night basis on your 13 active player lineup, I think is a big deal as far as another body, a body that actually can rebound, he can hit an open jumper, and he can block shots. So a lot of people forget how important that was when, you know, you had big goofy Aeon out there not doing crap. Elton gets in there and give him the minutes, and he's doing all kinds of stuff. You know, age ain't nothing but a number when you stay in shape, and Elton is only 35 years old. He ain't like he's 40 or something doing stuff out there. He can still play. Give him the minutes, and that's what he did last year. And the numbers speak for themselves. Again, people the year before questioned Elton Brand, and I was like, did y'all see his numbers and stats actually from Dallas when he got to play, when they played him? So I think it would be a benefit for him to sign. If Perro does definitely improve and he's coached up, I mean, maybe, you know, I've been hard on him, as everybody knows. I still really wanted Tavares to actually get in there and have a shot, but we'll just have to wait and see for a year. We'll see how that goes. But we do have Payne going to be coming in there. Looks like we are going to keep Jenkins, so he has probably his final shot to prove himself. And we have everybody else. And, you know, got Paul, we got Popcorn. I mean, we have a lineup that can match up to anybody in the East for sure and probably everybody in the West. Again, if people remember, when we were healthy, we were a top-scoring team in the league. Problem was we didn't play no defense, but we could score if anybody, okay? So if our defense improves by five, 6 points a game, our win total doubles easily. So all of a sudden from 38 wins, we go up to 45. You know, all of a sudden we're probably going to – I say we're going to be 50-win team next year. I mean this year coming up. That's just me. So what is your opinion on the Atlanta Hawks, 646-652-4479? I'm wondering if I should throw in any Braves talk. Let's see. Let's see what Facebook is saying over here. Bear with me, folks, because I'm going to give everybody his opinion. Let's see. When's your next show? SZ saying a little something, something. Let's see, who's this? No. And then what's going to happen is everybody's going to be like, oh, we didn't know the show was coming. But I post it like 17 times, though, and I do that all the time. Anyway, this is Chris. I am Team Worldwide Radio, and I'm going to go ahead and take one more break, and I'll be right back.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson the Lala. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLETT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I? Let me prove it. Whoa, let me step back. That sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am. Some may call me silent, even quiet. But definitely not Wyatt. Herb, this ain't the Wild Wild West. Not if I was Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part two of competition. Microphone, my regular choice. Please don't get it twisted if you miss it. Turn on the television. To end the 1079. Get the agency late edition. Forgotten my name, let me tell you how it's spelled. INTELLETT. Hit me on my email. Yeah. ATL is where I dwell. Don't be forgetting that when it's time for record to sell. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's
All right. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, back. Going to go ahead and – I'm not going to cut the show short, but I'm going to go ahead and finish the notes for tonight at least. Doesn't look like I'm going to get a caller in tonight. I was hoping to get some folks from the fan page, Atlanta Hawks Nation. I try to get them on the line as much as possible, which is really technically one of the reasons I do the show. Because you have so many true Hawks fans there. And I just don't, I'm not able to do, you know, regular shows like I want to. So when I do them, I usually hit them up first. I usually post, you know, 2, 3, 4 times in a day to let them know I'm doing a show. But like I said, you know, for the ones who I know can't call in, I do appreciate y'all. I know some of y'all are, you know, listening in from different countries and different time zones and things of that nature. Some of y'all are at work. So I know some of y'all, you know, if you weren't at work, you'd call in. But again, I do be trying to get the Atlanta Hawks fans in there, especially the ones that have been in there since I've been there, because I know they know their stuff. And I know they would like to let other people know that they know their stuff, or they would like to get challenged by somebody, like some Miami Heat or Cleveland fans, which I am going to have to start letting in on the show. So that's the only real other reason why I don't have certain callers in here, because I don't want to listen to them. But I might have to start letting them in a little bit, those Cleveland fans and those Miami fans. I'm a hater, but you know, y'all might get a shot. I might start hitting y'all up. Anyway, Atlanta Braves. Let's see, I got 4 minutes left. I guess I can talk some Braves talk. The Atlanta Braves, we can't score runs once again. But somehow we've managed to at least stay within the wild card. The Nationals just eventually, they were going to pull away because they actually hit the ball. Sometimes we kind of act like we can hit the ball and then we forget. So that's why we probably are going to deserve the wild card if we can get it, but we're still not there yet. We're still a game behind. I don't know who else won tonight. I hadn't checked yet. But as of 2 hours ago, we were a game behind. So it being September 3rd, over the next 3 weeks, you know, I mean, we have the pitching to make it, but without being able to hit, I mean, there's just, if you don't score, you don't win. Name of the game. Defense wins championships, but you still have to score at least a run. And are you going to shut out everybody? You know, the Braves have got no hit a couple of days ago. Like, seriously. So, again, even with the AAA guys, some of them coming up, we already seen Benacourt, our catcher from AAA, provide some offense. So now, you know, can he do that the rest of the year? Maybe. That would help a lot. Maybe BJ actually might hit for a month plus 1 week, and that would help. Freddie Freeman, for that matter, that would help just a little bit. Gattis, you know, if he can get back into the swing of things, that would help. But at the end of the day, I'm just really worried that we're wasting the best closer in baseball for the last 4 years, you know, where if he had been on any other team, I mean, he'd be winning championships. And I know he has to start thinking about that eventually, because his arm ain't going to just be like that forever. It might, you know, you've seen what Mariano Rivera did forever. But I don't want to really chance that. I want to have a shot to use him in a World Series opportunity. And until we start hitting, that's not going to happen. So that's just my take on the Braves. And for the, I think I already talked about the Georgia Bulldogs. So that's pretty much all my notes. Let me make sure. Falcons, Hawks, Braves, Dogs. Yeah, that was it. So actually, then on that note, I'm going to go ahead and end the show. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Be sure to subscribe to make sure you know all the shows coming on, because they're not always going to be sports. They're going to be different shows, different topics. Go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. Visit my website, www.IMTNWorldwide.com. Email me, chris@IMTNWorldwide.com, or you can call 706-393-8426. Business-related and possible help on the entertainment side. I do consulting on both and try to provide needs for people who actually have budgets, which means you got to pay me. Anyway, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Go Falcons, go Hawks, go Braves. I'll throw it in there last couple of seconds. Yes, the Atlanta Dream, very disappointing. I'm not watching the WNBA playoffs. I think they're in the conference championships now. Yeah, wait till next year. Whatever. Anyway, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care. Bye. I'm gonna go get some.